reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
the
Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowd, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter all kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I would like to start this homily with a story, humorous story that maybe you have heard already, but it's just good for today's feast day. And the story is about a woman who, after long illness, died and finally arrived at the gates of heaven. While she was waiting for St. Peter to greet her, she peeked through the gates. And of course, she saw inside a beautiful banquet table, and sitting around her parents, her brother, rest of her family and friends that already died before her. When St. Peter came by, the woman said to him, "This is such a beautiful place. How do I get in?" St. Peter responded, "You have to spell a word." "What word?" St. Peter said, "Love." And of course, this woman had no problem to spell this word, and St. Peter welcomed her into heaven. About 6 months later, St. Peter came to the woman and asked her to watch the gates of heaven for a moment. Now, just in that moment, the woman's husband came to the gates of heaven. "How have you been?" she asked him. "Oh, I have been doing great. I married this beautiful nurse that helped with you in your illness. I won a lottery. I sold this little house and bought a mansion. We were on vacation practically most of the year, but one accident today happened, and of course I am here. How do I get in?" he asked her, and she responded, "You have to spell a word." "Which word?" her husband asked. She replied, "Czechoslovakia." I said that it is a humorous story, and it is not important if we really need to spell a word to get into heaven. It is not important what word we need to spell, but The key question is, how do I get in to heaven? What I need to do still now to be with all these people whom we celebrate today. Today is the 1st of November, and on this day we solemnly celebrate the great feast of All Saints. It is important to emphasize from the beginning what it means to be saint and whom we really celebrate today. Of course, as I said at the beginning, probably each of us, we have our saint that we like him or her. Saint Francis of Assisi, maybe Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Saint John Paul II, Saint Faustina, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, Saint Anthony, maybe Saint Joseph. But of course, today's feast has a much wider sense. It refers to all these baptized Christians who lived good life and died in the friendship with God, in the state of grace. And maybe we can even talk about non-Christian who lived their life with what they had in accordance with their conscience, and maybe had not opportunity to become Christian. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. We repeat it in today's responsorial psalm. The gospel today is about Beatitudes. It's the part of this big Sermon of the Mount. It is, in fact, a charter for holiness. Usually when we talk about to be saint, to be holy, to live in accordance with what God wants from us, we are talking about Ten Commandments. Of course, someone can say that Ten Commandments, this is Old Testament, but we still need to live our life in accordance with Ten Commandments, because Jesus said that he came not to abolish the Jewish law, but to fulfill it. In this case, we also need to see the Beatitudes as something that we can live according and we can get into heaven. They go far beyond the Ten Commandments in what they expect of the follower of Christ. The Beatitudes is a continuum and summary of Jesus' teaching. The Gospel says that particularly, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, those who are gentle, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who are merciful, those who are pure in heart, those who make peace, and those who are persecuted in the cause of right. This is the kind of Christians that we are called to be. It is these qualities which make the saints and which make sense of us too. They go far beyond by the Ten Commandments. Again, saints are the children of God. We have read in today's Gospel, in today's second reading, see what the love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Today's feast is an occasion for great rejoicing and occasion for thanksgiving. We have saints of all kinds of people. We have men and women. We have people poor and very wealthy. We have people between saints of all kind of living and all kind of work. Each of us can find a good saint for yourself. We are called to be saint. We are called to live one day with God in heaven as all these people that we celebrate them today.